Roger Purcell is a registered Republican, but did not seek the party's nomination to represent District 10. He has run against the incumbent, Representative Wes Keller, in the past in an unsuccessful primary bid. Purcell, who was formerly the mayor of Houston, says that he and some others who are running independently chose to do so in order to be able to dissent with members of the Republican Party when they disagree. He says he believes that candidates who receive party support are more beholden to the platform.
We could do what's right 100% of the time because we didn't have to go and respond back to what they said. I was taken aside by a legislator and told how we was going to be when we got to Juneau with the party and that, and I disagree totally with what they were saying.
Roger Purcell is attempting to join a state legislature that will likely continue to see lean budget years. That inevitably means cuts if more revenue's not raised. Purcell says he thinks that a different approach to those cuts could ease some of the burden.
I believe most of your administration sections can be cut between 3% and 6% and not reduce services. But what happens is if you just tell the management, you have a 3% or a 6%, up to a 6% cut, they normally, because they don't want their budgets cut, they like the money that flows through there, is they cut the areas that actually hurts the people that it's supposed to help.
Speaking specifically about District 10, Roger Purcell says the diverse range of population density and local concerns in the large district mean that there are a broad set of issues that the district's representative has to consider.
The Tenina, the Lakes District, the Church District down towards Wasilla, you know, they have needs that have no bearing all of what they are up here. You know, they hear about a dam up here and they said, well, yeah, we want cheap electricity. But yet on this side of the valley, we know that a dam would be very devastating for the community in that. They have problems with the roads and overcrowding, and they're growing so fast that their road system isn't keeping up, which is their major problems. But they don't look at the issue of Meals on Wheels and their seniors or their medical facility because they have a hospital right there.
One issue that Roger Purcell believes will affect the entire district is transportation infrastructure. Specifically, he says that continued development around Port McKenzie will yield dividends for the Susitna Valley.
The main thing is, I think, is the corridors. We set up the rail spur corridor that comes in. We put the new trucker route right beside it, which would mean would cut off at least 35 minutes of driving time going to Anchorage from Talkeetna alone right into downtown Anchorage, which would be really nice. Mm-hmm. But it also opens up the jobs down at Port McKenzie, mm-hmm. which would be high-paying, good jobs, and especially the union jobs and that, which would actually make it then time-feasible for people in the Upper Susitna area to go down and find those jobs on a year-round basis.
Roger Purcell also spoke about his race's incumbent, Representative Wes Keller. Purcell criticizes Keller for what he sees as a lack of involvement in the communities he represents. Specifically, he contrasts Representative Keller with State Senator Mike Dunleavy, who also represents the Upper Valley.
You know, like this year when we had the SB 77 that my opponent was pushing fastly through, didn't even show up for the town hall meeting, but you had Senator Dunleavy there to answer, at least to the public, you know, of why he was not supporting it. And I remember that very well. There was a large group of people that were very upset about 77. I'd like to have heard what he had to say, why he voted yes to fast streamline it out through here, but he wasn't there, which is not uncommon for him. He doesn't show up for very many things ever.
Roger Purcell did not offer any endorsements of either candidate for state senate, but had positive things to say about both men, one of whom, Warren Keough, is also running outside of the major parties. The same is true of the gubernatorial race and independent candidate Bill Walker in his attempt to unseat Governor Sean Parnell. The entire recording of Sioux Valley Voice is available online at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.